masala baking.
Yes, I do. Love me some bacon. Welcome back to the Bacon Show. I mean, the Frank Fontana Show. And the smell of bacon is here. It has arrived. I am eating a piece of bacon pizza from Peace Pizza in Wicker Park.
That's right.
And matter of fact, we will have one last newly announced giveaway for what are we talking about here? Maybe a slice, a pie?
I think we're talking about a whole pie.
A whole pizza.
Maybe even a bacon pie, similar to the pie you can get at Bacon Fest Chicago this coming weekend.
And speaking is Seth Zurer, who's the Bacon Fest co-founder and the man behind the bacon. What inspired you to become a Bacon Fest a champion?
A Bacon Fest was born out of love.
Yeah.
Love of bacon.
Just keep talking as I eat this bacon pizza.
I can go on for hours. I have two partners, and my two partners were all theater guys. And in fact, they went to see a rock and roll puppet musical all about beer. So it's appropriate because we actually have some beer from Peace Pizzeria and Brewery here as well.
Oatmeal beer, is that right?
Oatmeal stout, yeah. So they went to see a rock and roll puppet musical that was all about craft beer. And it was amazing. They loved it. They were inspired and so amazed that the guys who wrote it felt so strongly about beer that they would write a musical about it. They went home.
Awesome.
And as musicians, they thought to themselves, you know, gosh, what do we love that much that we would want to write a musical about? And the obvious answer was bacon. So they started writing songs about bacon.
But is it just like general bacon, or you are like a connoisseur?
Well, I mean, at Bacon Fest, it is the best bacon. It is our bacon sponsor is a bacon maker called Newski's Applewood Smoked Meats, and they're up in Wisconsin. They're a small smokehouse, but they send approximately 4 tons of bacon, almost 8,000 pounds of bacon to our chefs. Before I go too much further, I should tell you that Bacon Fest Chicago is coming up.
Yeah, this weekend, right?
Right. It's Friday and Saturday. There actually are some tickets available for Friday night, which is a rare occasion that there should be tickets available for Bacon Fest.
So there's a session ticket, which is $100, right?
That right. General admission gets you basically all the bacon dishes
you
want.
How much is general admission?
So tickets for general admission are $100.
Okay.
And that gets you samples, sorry, bacon dishes from about 60 chefs per session.
Is it like a street fair, or is it
indoors?
Indoors, okay.
Walking around,
so walk
tasting festival.
Create the visual here. I'm walking through. I got my ticket. I paid my $100. Where are you taking me?
You walk into a room, and all around you, as far as the eye can see, there are 90 odd stations. At each station, there's a chef. Each chef has thought of an amazing, creative bacon dish that uses bacon in a way that is imaginative and innovative and blows your mind. And each chef wants you to try their bacon dish, and he's holding out his hand to you. In his hand, there
so
is.
So, if you like one particular dish, can you just sit at that station all day? Or
you could, but there are literally
you wouldn't want
there's
to.
60 restaurants there, and each one has got something different. There's also 25 other stations there. There's beer sponsors there, so folks like Peace, they bring their own beer. But we also have Goose Island, Revolution, Lagunitas.
Yeah.
Folks from Lakefront up in Milwaukee. There's cocktail stations. Wurtz Beverage has got half a dozen different cocktails using Templeton Rye, Glenfarclas Scotch, Death's Door Gin.
How could you not want to do this?
Everywhere you look, there is a delicious bacon experience waiting for you.
And if you think about the money, okay, it's $100, right? Yeah. So you might at first be like, oh my God. But on a night out in Chicago, you're dropping $100 probably before you even get to dinner between parking and two drinks.
For sure. So I think if you think about it that way, as a nice meal out, including drinks, it's already a good value. And then if you add to that the fact that we're giving a portion of the proceeds to the Greater Chicago Food Depository,
fantastic.
It's a good deal. Last year, we gave $75,000. We're planning a similar donation this year. I think if you add up all of our donations over the years and you convert it into meals distributed by the food bank, we're going to hit the million meal mark this year.
Fantastic,
over the last
Seth.
7 years.
Hey, Seth, so we're going to give away a bacon pizza pie from Peace Pizza. And the way we're going to do it is you're going to give us a bit of bacon trivia. And whoever can answer that bit of bacon trivia via the telephone, 312-981-7200, before this segment's over, wins their pie from Peace Pizza. Yeah, what is your trivia question for the listeners?
So I mentioned that Newski's has provided a bacon allowance to our 170 creative chefs. So that, I'll tell you right off the bat that bacon allowance adds up to nearly 8,000 pounds. If you were to slice up that bacon and lay each slice end to end, how long would that strip of bacon be? That
Good
is your bacon
question.
Trivia.
Good question. Let's repeat it one more time. So the question is,
there is 8,000 pounds of Newski's bacon at Bacon Fest. Take take it and slice it into an average bacon slice, line up your slices end to end. How long is that Newski's Bacon Highway?
Ooh, we already have some callers coming in. Let's hear from Chris. You ready for me, Mike? Not holding up yet. There it is. You have about 5 minutes, folks, to get that answer in. The phone is 312-981-7200. In the meantime, while we get these calls coming through, things like Bacon Almond Joy and chocolate-covered bacon.
Yeah.
I've tried chocolate-covered bacon. I've done... my wife made me a paleo bacon cake, a chocolate bacon cake, which is fantastic. I've tried deep fried bacon and batter, which is great.
Yeah.
What else are people going to see there?
I mean, they're going to see stuff that really is remarkably creative. And I think that's what's most exciting for me about Bacon Fest, is that you see everything from something that is simple and delicious like a bacon pizza to something that is remarkable and innovative. Like this year, I think there's a guy from Homestead on the roof, which is up in Ukrainian Village. He's doing pork fat beignet with like a lemon marmalade stuffing.
Just sounds so
We've
fancy.
We've got a guy, Pat Sheeran from Trencherman. Exactly. These are very fancy restaurants.
Yeah.
These are gourmet restaurants.
So we're not going to just get bacon and eggs here.
No. These are Michelin-starred chefs, James Beard nominees. We've got folks like...
Innovation is
absolutely,
the
Big
word
Jones.
Here.
Creativity. We give out a prize for creativity every year, the Golden Rasher Award for the most creative use of bacon. We want to reward creativity in the bacon
I want
arts.
A bacon sandwich made of bacon bun with bacon in the middle and maybe some lettuce.
Yeah, we have that.
Just for rough.
We also have bacon tacos made of bacon taco shell made of crispy bacon.
I can't wait. All right, so we have some people taking a stab at this. Let's go with Chuck. Chuck, do you know the mileage here with the bacon?
I said 52,000.
52,000.
52,000 miles?
52,000 miles, is that correct?
I'm going to go with no on that one. That's
that
way,
would be
that's
no. Thanks,
long.
Chuck. We appreciate the call. But
I said twice around the world. But
twice around the world.
That's a lot of bacon.
That's a lot. That's very much. Chuck, I appreciate the call, though. All right, let's go to Steve. Steve, what is your guesstimation on how far that bacon will stretch?
A mile and a half.
Seth?
Way more.
Okay, thanks for calling, Steve. Appreciate it. But go to Bacon Fest. It's going to be fun. All right, so next taking a shot at this is Phil. Phil, how long do you think that bacon will stretch?
640,000
feet. 640,000
feet?
I don't know if that's correct or not, because that math is too complicated. How many miles would that be, my friend?
5,600. That would be about 13 miles.
Ah, not quite enough. Thank you anyway.
But good shot. I like it. You had some real Rain Man stuff going on there. Let's talk to Bob. Bob, can you guess what the mileage would be on that bacon?
I'm figuring 75 miles.
Too much. Thank you.
Too much. Okay, well, guys, you're getting some hints here. Thanks for trying, though. We appreciate the call. Let's try Bob. Bob, do you got the magic number? We lost Bob. Let's try Tim. Tim, do you have the magic number?
I'm looking at 18.2 miles.
We're getting warmer, but we're not quite there yet.
Not quite there. All right, we got to keep this moving. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. Donna, do you have the magic number?
Hello.
Hi, is this Donna?
Yeah, it is. I know my original was too high, I guess, twice across the U.S., but I heard Bob's and it was too high, so
yeah.
I know I'm way over.
Do you want to take a stab at it?
Another guess?
Go ahead, take another guess.
Okay, I'll say 45 miles.
45 is too high. Thank
too
you.
High. Thanks for calling. Good try, though. All right, Brianne, what's your guess? Hey,
New York to L.A.
New York to L.A. That'd be a heck of a lot of bacon, Brianne. We appreciate your appreciate your enthusiasm, but unfortunately, that is not the right answer. let's see. We got Kathy holding. Kathy, do you know how many miles of bacon it would be?
20 miles.
20 miles?
We're getting really close. I'll give you another hint. It's in the Twitter feed, Bacon Fest Shy. If you look back through the logs, the answer
who's
to this question
quick,
is
a quick
in
Twitter,
our Twitter,
Twitter
feed.
Person. All right. Unfortunately, that was not the right one, Kathy. Thanks for calling. All right. We have two more calls to take. Liz, do you know how many miles of bacon that would be at Bacon Fest?
My guess is 3 miles.
3 miles?
3 miles.
Yeah. No,
sorry, Liz.
Thank
for calling.
You.
All right, we'll take one more, and then we got to unfortunately give it to the closest.
That's fine.
Marty, can you guess and make it good, buddy?
21 miles.
That's the closest one so far.
Marty, you just won yourself a pizza from Peace Pizza in Wicker Park.
So it, awesome. Seth, what is the original right answer?
25 and a half miles, nearly a marathon of bacon, which you can experience if you go to baconfestchicago.com and buy your tickets for Friday dinner right now.
Boom. All right, stay on the line, Marty. We'll get your information and get you a pie delivered. Well, if you're in the Wicker Park area, maybe they could deliver it. If not, we'll figure out how to get it to you. Mike, my producer, will take your info.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. All right, we're taking right to the buzzer with Seth Zurer, BaconFest co-founder. Guys, go out to BaconFest starting next week on April 17th and 18th. Go for it. It's usually a sellout. You got to get your tickets now. I will be there getting my bacon on. Seth, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll get to news right after that, and the beat's coming up after me.